allergies. It's crazy.
Jason, you have been very vocal this summer. There is no hiding your passion and commitment to winning a championship. Why have you been so vocal about your thoughts and why you think the Celtics will win it all?
Well, when you join a team and a franchise like this one here in Boston, there is no other goal. I mean, the goal is to win a championship, and I believe this year we have the talent, we have the coaching staff, we have the fans to get the job done. And we believe it. We believe it to a man that we will win.
Jason, whether it's over
here,
whether it's perception or reality, you know, a lot of people are going to be looking for you to sort of take on that Ray Allen role the last few years.
Who?
You know, what are your thoughts on that? Is that extra pressure?
No, we're two different players, and hopefully I'll bring something that Ray didn't. And some of the things that he did. You know, obviously, Ray was a great player for this franchise for years. Brought him a championship in 08. But, again, our games are totally different. Again, he's 6'5 or whatever. I'm 6'2. But I am the Jet, and I like to fly. So we'll see what happens. But a lot of those comparisons will be thrown out there. And but, you know, we're two totally different players.
You kind of knew that was going to happen when you decided to join Boston and Ray made his decision. How, if at all, has that affected your approach, your just the way you look at the situation here in Boston, knowing that early on the comparisons are going to be there regardless of how you play, good or bad?
Yeah. Well, for me, my job, it doesn't change. You know, I'll be thrust into the six-man role, you know, and, hey, I'm one of the best. I mean, it is what it is, and I take pride in it. You know, it's something that every team needs, is that spark, that energy off the bench, and that's what I'm here to do. I mean, anything other than that, I won't be doing my job. And so, you know, I don't want to let these guys down. You know, KG has already talked to me about what it means for him to win another championship. Rondo tells me every day what it's going to mean to win another one. And Paul Pierce, he's looking great. He's in great shape and condition. And, you know, they know. They're champions. And so now as me as a veteran player is to help these young guys, you know, those guys that we're going to need off the bench, be the leader for them and help them understand what it's going to mean to win a championship.
Do you see that as your role to a certain degree to be that? Because you've been so good off the bench, to be kind of the leader of that second group?
Oh, no question. When we look at the stat last year, it was thrown out to me a week ago. I mean, I was embarrassed. I was disappointed. They said in game seven, the bench scored 2 points. I mean, that's unacceptable. And it won't happen while I'm a Celtic.
Jason Reagan, so many new guys on this roster. What's the adjustment period like for you guys, and how can this trip to Turkey and Milan help that out?
Well, the adjustment process is quick. I mean, we've been here for about 3.5 weeks now, training, getting all the young guys acclimated, getting myself acclimated not only to the city but to each other on the court. And now we start tomorrow, 2 days, and then we're off to Turkey. So I don't think chemistry is going to be a big issue for us. I believe with the solid core group of veterans that we have and the youth and athleticism of our young guys that we'll be able to, you know, bond pretty quickly. And the only way you can bond is to get out there in the fire and get out in action and have some failures but also have some success. And we'll have an opportunity to do that pretty quickly.
Jason, you're right here. You've been excited all summer for the season to start. Now it's literally tomorrow. What is that feeling? You're like,
yeah. It's hard to explain, but I got goosebumps right now. Lucky right here, he got bumps all over him. And I'm just excited, man. I came into the locker room this morning. I see my uniform. You know, it's about the history, man. When you walk into this practice facility and you look at all the banners, which I've been doing for the last 3.5 weeks, coming in at night, shooting, you know, getting in some extra work. I mean, you just get chills. I mean, you get chills all over your body. And to be a Boston Celtic, it means a lot. Again, I grew up on Celtic-Lakers rivalries, so I'm a huge Celtic fan.
Jason, you talked the other day about you know, Doc's influence in bringing you here, but how much, when you were looking at July 1st becoming a free agent, did Kevin's decision to re-sign with Boston affect whether this would have been a suitable destination for you?
Well, I didn't know Kevin's situation, but obviously when I talked to Doc at 11:58 and a half, 11:59 on July 1st, I knew Kevin was coming back, and so, you know, that really made it easy for me. But when Doc called, I answered. I mean, it's no question that there's about three teams in this league that, you know, if you're really thinking about winning the championship and you're serious, those are the teams you want to play for. And Boston, obviously, was number one on my list.
The last couple of seasons, it seems to sort of have a reputation of being sort of up and down and maybe, you know, not getting up for some of the lesser opponents and whatnot. I mean, how much has your personal mindset kind of maybe helped that and keep the team focused from start to finish going to the playoffs?
Not a problem for me. I don't care who we play. It doesn't really matter. We want to go out and prove early that we are the team. You know, we're going to be a force to be reckoned with. And, again, it kind of starts with me. You know, the starters, they're going to do what they have to do, but you know, it's such a long season, and you're going to count on your bench. You know, I want to pride ourselves and say we have the best bench in basketball. If I look at us on paper, we're right there with whoever. You can match us up with whoever, and I think we're pretty darn good. So we'll see as it plays out, but we're going to set the standard very high, and we'll be looking to make some noise early.
Jason, what can you take from the championship run in 11 here? I know they've won in 08, but you won more recently. There's a lot of guys in their 30s. What can you take from that and help them here?
Well, we know that experience is key. I mean, you have to have guys that have been there before, that have tasted it, and know what every possession means. And I think for my team then, it was all about sacrifice. You know, we had a lot of guys that could easily average, you know, 20, 25 points on that team, but, you know, they were really, really willing to sacrifice and buy into their role. And Jason Kidd was a big part of that. You know, you have to have a leader. You know, you have to have the guy that's running the ship. And here in Boston, we got Rondo. You know, he's the best in the business, if you ask me. He does it. Why? Because on both ends of the floor, every night he comes to play. And so, you know, I think we have the same pieces, if not more, than what I had in 2011 in Dallas. Yep.
Thank you.